I feel bad because Caroline had some friends over to my house, like after the college national championship game.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was in the process of changing her major. She was changing it from like something generic like business. And she said, I kind of want to be in the entertainment business a little bit. I think I'm going to change it to PR. And I went, because for what we do, public relations is not something that we really like that much.
Right.
Because basically it's people trying to get you to do something you don't want to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put this author on. He's great. You know?
But from her end, from her angle, it's a cool job. It's, you know?
It seems. Do you think college freshmen know what PR is?
No. I think what they want to do is be a celebrity PR person.
Exactly.
That you get to go out in front of the news cameras.
Yeah,
and say,
that's what they think.
Paris Hilton did not.
Yes.
You know?
Mr. Kutcher and Miss Moore are fine after the fender bender.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Odds are you won't be doing
it. But instead, you'll be writing about the new garden in the back of the office building.
Yeah.
That,
Or you'll be standing in a lobby giving out free pins to people with your name on it.
That's a different job.
That's still public, you know, PR and marketing and stuff. It's not always the fun, exciting,
that's
glamour stuff.
Specialty marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So somehow our show and our email got on a publicist website, and I've had to write each and every one of them and say we don't book authors on our show. We just don't. But not all of them have gotten the memo, because thousands of publicists get this media report with our email addresses on it. And they send us emails every day like, you got to have this guy on. He'll tell you why Barack Obama is not an American citizen. You must have him on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to write them all back and say, we don't do it. But I'm so happy that not all of them got the memo, because there's a book that a guy has, like, you want to book this author? And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. But then I read the little teaser that they put to get me to book the author.
Okay.
Remember Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Tony Romo split when she got too thick. Learn secrets to keep your wife or girlfriend thin and hot.
It's something the guys have to read.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's stuff we can use right there.
Let me give you some excerpts from this fantastic book. So many of you have a beautiful girlfriend, and then they get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Countless women go from looking their best to looking like just the rest.
Amen.
Fellas, you know you can relate.
Mm.
Why does this happen? What can guys do to keep their girlfriends, fiancés, and wives as pretty as the day they met them? Here are a few tips.
Great.
This should be on Oprah's book club.
This is really a book.
This is really a book.
Okay.
This is not a joke at all. And you'll see that some of them are actually, you know, decent suggestions that can work either way.
Okay.
Women love compliments. If she asks you about a raggedy outfit, be honest. Once you start accepting granny panties and sweatshirts, you'll be getting that 24/7.
Ooh. All right.
Let's bring Shannon, Jenna, and Kelly into this discussion and see if they disagree with any of these.
I'm pretty sure they don't ask us how the outfit looks when they're wearing sweatpants.
If she wears something hot, let her know right then and there. Say something like, you look great. Will you look this good for me every day?
No, I think that's...
Then throw in a kiss and a booty pat.
There you go.
I have a rule with my woman. No sweats unless you're working out. Her rule for me is I will never complain how long it takes her to get ready. Fair enough. She wants to put in the time to look good for her man. I will bite my tongue even if we're running late.
Smart.
Nobody.
Well, what happens when we're sitting there watching the football game? I want to be. What am I supposed to wear if I can't wear sweatpants? What am I supposed to wear?
Wear some nice jeans.
Jeans.
Push-up bra.
Push-up bra. They have those fitted jerseys now. Yeah, the low
wear
cut fitted jerseys.
French maid outfit.
I mean, there's plenty of things you could wear.
With some Tina Turner pumps.
Or not wear.
Yeah.
I do agree, though, if a man is giving you feedback that I like this, that a girl, if she wants to please her man, will start giving him more of what makes him happy.
Oh.
That's what give and take is of a relationship.
This is a book, a dude that wrote a book about how to keep your girlfriend, fiance, or wife thin and hot. Not just thin, but looking good. Not every guy likes a thin girl.
Uh-huh. But the same is true when a woman says to a man, I like when you do this, you would hope that he would reciprocate in the same way.
Right. Suggest that she wear your favorite outfit. Tell her you really like the way she looks in it, and be sure to point out what body part looks especially good.
Okay.
And how hot she looks in it.
Yeah.
And what woman wouldn't walk prouder and sexier if she thinks she's wearing the outfit that absolutely does it for her man?
Kelly tends to have very traditional values when it comes to this kind of thing. Not everybody does. Jenna, do you disagree with any of this so far?
I'm a big proponent of sweatpants, but I do agree with you know, keep it together. Keep yourself looking good for your man. It's just that a lot of these guys that are preaching this are the ones that haven't showered in 3 days and they're sitting there with their beer gut hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
This is going all out to the big girl.
Oh. I think it's fine to wear sweatpants every once in a while just to make it your 24/7 outfit of choice, you know? He wants to see you look cute.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great that you're saying focus on the positive.
Yeah.
But sweatpants are cute.
They can be.
They are cute.
Not on me, they're not.
Say juicy on the
butt. Somebody would say juicy would has made a little bit of money.
Juicy on the butt. But
you don't want to just go out and bust out at Sunday brunch with your gray drawstring sweatpants on. You know, the workout pants, sweatpants.
Have you driven by a college campus and seen girls going to school at 8 o'clock in the morning?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Pajamas and house slippers and all kinds of
wearing
stuff.
A robe.
No, we called it our uniform, though. We wore black stretch sweatpants.
We called that playing the lottery when you hit on a girl that early in the morning.
Because
you never know what she'd look like when she gets ready.
That's true, too.
So it's like, hey, man, if you're down to play the lottery.
Yeah, it's got to be better than that, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's kind of hot when you see a girl all ragged out and she still looks, you know, mediocre hot. Then
but if she's kind of ragged out every day.
Right, exactly.
That's it's one thing when it's the cute exception.
That's the point,
not the rule.
I look at it less of a, you know, you're not attractive than I do as a, you seem like a lazy person. You know what I mean?
Again, it's all relative.
And you're a lazy person.
I get such mixed messages from guys because they'll always say, I hate when the girls are all done up. They look great, dressed down with hardly any makeup on. And then when you dress up like that, they go, oh, you have way too much makeup on.
Depends on the occasion.
What's the deal?
I don't want to see you wearing Kim Kardashian makeup at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, that's stupid.
Right.
But,
but when you're going out.
When it's appropriate, But I also don't want to see you like where you haven't washed your hair in a week and you're wearing sweats and something so baggy, I can't tell if you weigh 200 or 100.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another issue, according to this author. So many times women will try to do something new, like change their hair without saying a word to you. Be vocal about how you like it. If you love brunette and she goes blonde on you, be honest about it. He almost says hit her.
He doesn't. You're reading it with that tone in your voice, but he's not saying that. He's saying compliment her for the stuff that you love, so she'll keep giving you that.
Don't wait for one of her girlfriends to give her bad advice and she comes back with hot pink hair. What are you going to do then?
Ooh, good point.
Keeping in shape is another obstacle, especially after kids. Fellas, let's be honest here. Sometimes you, too, let the fat kid win. Encourage your women to work out by putting down the beer and working out with her.
I agree.
It works a whole lot better than looking at her with your face set on disgusted.
I'm down with that.
Remember, and remind your woman of this, even the hottest celebrity women can pack on the pounds. It can happen to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
He might be fine. I don't think he's being a jerk. I think he's taking a very practical, complimentary approach.
Guys, can't sleep? Use your time productively. Go in the kitchen and throw away any junk food in your pantry. She won't notice until she's PMSing. By that time, she'll never figure it out. It's daily activity that keeps the body in shape. So if you need something, do her a favor and ask her to get it for you. You get your, she gets
it.
You
make
your
her
beer,
a slave.
And she burns a few calories bringing it to you. Everybody's happy.
That's a tongue-in-cheek one.
Preach
you got it,
brother.
Come on.
Surprise her with a credit card to a store that sells only petite-sized clothes. I got my girl loving BB. BB.
BB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I always say Bebe, but it's Bebe.
Is it Bebe or Bebe?
It is Bebe, but I always
say Bebe.
I'm not going to say Bebe.
Unless
Kenzie's here. Never have Bebe's with y'all.
No, that's good advice right there. But y'all always dog me when I bought my girlfriend a treadmill. No,
He's not saying buy her a treadmill. He says buy her a gift card
nowhere in
a
here.
Really hot, sexy store. Where did you get treadmill out of that?
Well, I was just trying to help, just trying to keep her in shape. Just burning some calories.